We said that if you strike southern Beirut, we will strike Tel Aviv. We also said this. Now, when we said this, they began to look deeply into these statements. First of all, it was settlements, northern Israeli settlements. Now it's Tel Aviv. So the Israelis paid a lot of attention to this. What does this mean, to strike Tel Aviv? Of course, most of the Israeli population is on a coastal line, after Haifa, through to southern Tel Aviv, 10 kilometers or 15 kilometers. I think in width it gets to the widest part towards Al-Quds, Jerusalem. In that specific part, we have the oil wells, we have the factories, we have the population centers, we have the institutions, governmental institutions. Everything is in that specific area. And so I have one additional point here. I want to speak about this point in detail. They might believe that when we say we will destroy Tel Aviv, that they will, if they destroy southern Beirut, we might put holes in some walls in Tel Aviv. Many won't cause severe destruction in Tel Aviv. But what I'd like to say today, no. If you destroy buildings in southern Beirut, we will destroy buildings in Tel Aviv. So, this is the second title, the second issue, the issue of the theory of southern Beirut. Now, when they found that nothing could really affect the resistance, when they make the threats to us and we respond by saying, okay, we welcome these threats, go ahead and we will confront you. And when they say, we will destroy you, when we respond and say, no, we will destroy you. So when they were always countered with these threats, they went ahead and made the threats to the Lebanese people and government, and they threatened to destroy Lebanon's infrastructure. Now it's a new equation. We have a new equation. I'm going to speak about this new equation now. They spoke about the infrastructure, and they said that in any new war, we will destroy Lebanon's infrastructure. Okay, now let's also refer to this. In Lebanon we have infrastructure, in occupied Palestine we have infrastructure. We have 1.5 airports, let's say. They have many airports, they have many harbors, we have a few electrical plants, they have many plants for generating electricity. We have a few oil wells, they have many, many oil reservoirs or oil wells, and we have some factories, but they have areas of many factories, areas full of factories. The infrastructure in Israel, the Israeli infrastructure, is a lot bigger and a lot important, a lot more important than the Lebanese infrastructure. In the July 2006 war, I don't know if you can get it, the Israeli television in July 2006 war, when electricity went off in one of the Israeli cities, the Israeli government was preoccupied because they can't live without electricity. So when we lose electricity, of course, when electricity goes off, this helps us to confront the war of Lebanese infrastructure, because we're used to it, that's what I mean. So infrastructure for Israelis is a lot more important than it is for the Lebanese. Electricity is in Israel 24 hours a day. It goes off in Lebanon. So what I want to say is the following, and they can try and look into my remarks. They can try and verify what I'm saying, if it's true or not. What I want to tell the Israelis, not if you strike southern Beirut, we'll strike Tel Aviv. No, if you strike the airport of the Marty Rafik Hariri, if you strike Beirut International Airport, we will strike Ben Gurion's airport in Tel Aviv. If you strike our harbors, we will strike your harbors. And if you strike the oil wells, we will strike your oil wells. And if you strike our factories, we will strike your factories. And if you strike our electrical plants, we will strike your electrical plants. Today, on this occasion, the commemoration of the memory of Sheikh Raghib Harb, Haj Imad Mughniyeh, and Sayyid Abbas al-Musawi, I announce that we accept this challenge. We in Lebanon, we are a people, and we are a resistance, and we are a national army, and we are capable by strength to protect our country, and we don't need anyone in this world to help us to protect Lebanon. In this way, we confront these threats. Threats are confronted by these promises which we make. We do not confront threats by backing down or by hiding or by being afraid. We confront threats by being clear, by standing firm, and by being ready, and by making threats of our own. And I once again would like to assure you, we do not want a war, and we never did want a war. We are a resistance which was fighting to liberate its territories and its detainees, and we never wanted a war. But we are also, of course, we also know it's our duty to defend our country and to stand firm on our territories and to preserve the dignity of our people and of our ummah.